This podcast has been edited for clarity and brevity. Enjoy.
Vermont's moose population has been struggling, in part because of the rise in ticks that feast specifically on moose. This winter, Vermont Fish and Wildlife has recommended issuing 180 more moose hunting permits to reduce the impact of winter ticks in the northeast part of the state. Wildlife biologist Nick Fortin with the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department joins us now for an update on the state's moose population. He's a member of their big game team, and he's responsible for deer and moose management in the state. Nick, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Nick, let's start broad here. How are the moose? How are they doing?
Our moose actually aren't doing as bad as some people might think they're doing. Certainly, they have declined in recent years, but as far as we can tell right now, populations seem to be stable across the state, and actually up in the northeast corner of the state where we're proposing to hunt moose, we have a lot of moose in that part of the state.
And when you say stable, what does that mean? Compared to last year, compared to 10 years ago?
No, we're looking longer term. So at least 5 years of pretty much the same number of moose. Mm-hmm. And in parts of the state, we've been 10 years now with the same number of moose. So the sky is not falling anymore.
How do you know how many moose there are in the state?
We have a few ways we track it. Honestly, the bigger thing we're concerned about is the trend. Not the exact number, doesn't really matter. It's more about the trend. Our best way of tracking moose numbers is actually based on sightings by deer hunters in the fall. So we have deer hunters fill out a survey of what they see while they're out hunting. So it's this very concentrated effort, a lot of people in the woods in a short period of time. And it gives us a really good idea of how many moose are out there. And more importantly, the trend, whether that's increasing or decreasing.
Mm. So winter ticks, they're found all across the United States in low numbers, but there seems to be a higher population of these little buggers in Vermont, specifically up in Essex County. Tell us about them. What's different about these ticks compared to other ones?
Yeah, so winter tick, and this is really a lot of the confusion people have with this issue, is the winter tick that's affecting moose is an entirely different species of tick from what people come in contact with. It's not the deer ticks or dog ticks that we and our pets pick up. They really thrive on moose. They have a unique life cycle. So, you know, most ticks, if you get a tick on you and you don't notice it, it's going to be on you for 2 days, maybe three, and it's going to drop off once it takes its blood meal. Winter ticks find a host in the fall, any big mammal will do, and they want to spend the entire winter on that animal. So 5 or 6 months on the same animal going through their whole life cycle before dropping off. About now, they'll start now through April is when they'll take their last blood meal and drop off.
We have to call it blood meal? It's rough. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
they're sucking
blood. So most animals, like a deer, for example, that would pick some up, they groom themselves regularly, habitually. And so over the course of those 5 or 6 months, they're going to knock most of the winter ticks off. You know, in most cases, they exist at very low densities because only a handful make it through that whole life cycle on an animal without it getting knocked off. Moose, because they evolved in the north without external parasites like ticks, they don't groom. So moose can carry tens of thousands of these ticks. And so it's really the number or density of moose you have in an area is really what drives the abundance of these winter ticks.
And I've seen some photos of these moose with the ticks on them. It's pretty heartbreaking. I'm sure you've seen them out in the field.
Yeah, it's not the way you want any animal to die.
Yeah. So the goal with issuing more permits is to decrease density, decrease the spread of ticks. What kind of reaction have you gotten to this proposal? And like, what are the next steps?
You know, I think this will be the second year in a row of this number of permits. Honestly, most of the feedback from folks who we actually talk to and explain the reasoning behind it for, they're supportive. I don't know if they like the fact that we have to reduce moose numbers further, but they understand the reasoning. And you know, ultimately, we all want healthy moose, and that's what we're trying to do. So for the most part, we haven't got a ton of pushback. There are certain groups that disagree with it, but there's broader issues they disagree with than just this specific thing.
Is it possible to have the state, you know, folks such as yourself target moose for culling, to put it bluntly, who are already weakened by winter ticks, who might already be more susceptible, rather than having hunters go and shoot whatever moose they see?
No, not really. You know, certainly through hunting, there's no way, because in the fall, you can't tell how many ticks are on moose yet. At that point, they all seem pretty healthy. And there's no real, you know, it's almost luck, you know, that how many ticks a moose will pick up. They're wandering around in the fall, feeding, breeding, whatever they're doing. The number of ticks they happen to pick up is really has nothing to do with their condition. It's just whether they happen to walk by ticks or not. So there's really no way to predict that.
We got an email from Megan who writes, I wish we could figure out a way to reduce the number of winter ticks rather than having to kill so many more moose. I'm sure you do as well, Nick. There's no way to just target these ticks, right?
No. There's a lot of research actually going on into that, ways we could potentially treat ticks. And, you know, there's some promise on things that might work on a small scale, like your backyard. But treating an entire landscape, you know, the area we're hunting is a very small portion of Vermont. It's basically Essex County, but it's 650 square miles of remote forest land. There's no way to treat that entire landscape. There's no effective way to treat enough moose. But I think most importantly, that all kind of misses the point of the root of the problem here is that there are a lot of moose in Essex County, too many moose, and that's what's leading to the problem. So, you know, whenever you stop treating or if ticks become immune to your treatment, their numbers are just going to come back up because you still have too many moose. Mm. So ultimately, we need to deal with that part of the problem.
We got another email from a listener named Chris who writes, is it safe to eat the meat from a moose that has a large number of winter ticks on it?
Yeah, there's no... winter ticks don't carry any diseases or any pathogens or anything. And again, all of these moose are being taken by hunters in October when they really are just starting to pick up the larval ticks. So they don't have that many ticks at that point.
Okay. All right. Just a slightly different field dressing experience, perhaps. So Essex County, you're saying, is primary spot where moose are in the state. Has that shifted with the effects of climate change? Do we used to see the moose population further south more than we do today?
I think we had more moose in central and southern Vermont 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago. But we also had far more moose even in Essex County at that time. I think we've generally seen our statewide population decline. A lot of that was on purpose. The state, the department intentionally reduced moose numbers because we had too many moose. 15 or 20 years ago. Climate change is going to shift moose range north, but Essex County is probably going to be their last stronghold. It is the coldest part of the state with the longest winters. It has the best habitat for moose, so we're always going to have moose there. The rest of the state, they're going to struggle to persist probably into the future.
I'm curious if you talk with your counterparts in Canada about this work. Are they also seeing the same issues? I mean, moose know no political boundaries, of course.
Right. Yeah, they have the exact same problem. We work regionally on this issue. Us, you know, New Hampshire, Maine, the eastern Canadian provinces, we're all seeing the same problem. And Quebec in particular, you know, they're at a point where at the southern edge of Quebec, they're seeing this same problem, too many ticks on moose where they have a lot of moose. And then on the northern end, where their moose are actually expanding, pushing north because the climate's warming and the habitat's getting better, they're also seeing ticks, winter ticks, creep north further than they've been found before. So this is, a problem that is slowly drifting northward. Mm.
Well, outside of the winter ticks, what are the other main threats to a moose?
I mean, the biggest challenges for moose in Vermont are, there's another parasite called brainworm, which is carried by white-tailed deer. Most white-tailed deer actually have brainworm. They evolved with it. It doesn't cause any problems for them. Just a parasite that they carry.
Is it literally a worm in the brain?
It is literally a worm in the brain.
Love this segment.
On the edge of the brain. But when moose accidentally pick up brainworm, because they didn't evolve with it, it's often fatal to moose. So in areas with a lot of deer, which is most of Vermont has enough deer where brainworm is common enough that it limits our moose population. The other big limiting factor for moose is habitat quality. And specifically, the amount of young regenerating forest. Hmm. So our forests in Vermont are fairly mature. There's not a lot growing in the understory. Moose eat browse, leaves and twigs. That's pretty much all they eat year round. And so if there's not a lot of those things within, you know, the lower 8 feet of your forest, there's not a lot of food for moose. So most of Vermont's forests just don't have much food for moose, which is a big part of why we don't have many moose.
Mm. Are there efforts underway to change that?
Yeah, we as a department, we have goals, you know, on our land certainly, but even encouraging it on private land to increase the amount of young forest habitat. We also want to increase the amount of old forest habitat. So we generally characterize it as we just want more diverse, healthy forests. But yeah, we would like to see more young forests in a lot of Vermont. It would benefit not just moose, but a whole suite of species that rely on that habitat.
Mm. Well, Nick, you focus much of your work on the state's moose population, but deer as well. Briefly, how are the deer doing? Are they faring better than the moose?
Deer are doing great, especially. So historically in Vermont, winter has been the biggest limiting factor for deer.
Oh, boy.
And given the winter, or the lack of winter we just had, yeah, our deer population's probably going to increase more than we want it to this coming year.
So is your department considering similar increases in the hunting permits?
Yeah, we'll be working that out in the next month or so. In April, we present that recommendation. I would fully expect there to be an increase, yes.
Yeah. Well, in the minute or two that we have left, let's end on some happy moose stories. Share with us, you get to go out in the field, out in the woods, see these creatures much more often than many of us get to. Tell us one of the last times that you saw a moose. Where were you? What was it like?
Well, yeah, I am lucky, and I see a lot of moose every year. A lot of the moose I see is during hunting season in the fall when I'm out in the woods hunting. This fall, I get to see, I got a good close look at one of the biggest bulls I've ever seen in my life, which is pretty cool, pretty close.
How big?
Close up look. You know, a lot of people like to exaggerate, but I don't, you know, I'm going to say somewhere 50, 55 inch spread, probably 55 plus inch spread, but just a large animal.
How close were you?
20 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's kind of cool to be that close to a moose. I've had one, I think it was this last year. I was hunting with my brother. He happened to bump it, pushed it, you know, it was running away from him. Didn't know I was there and stopped about 5 feet short of me. Luckily, there was a tree between us, so I was okay with that. But yeah, you know, it's cool to get that close to animals that size and especially when they don't know you're there.
Yeah.
And have that experience with them.
What does that feel like? I've never been that close to a moose.
Well, obviously, it's a little nerve-wracking because they're a big animal and you don't know how they're going to react at that distance when they do realize you're there. But it's also really cool to see one up close and kind of be close enough to wonder what it's thinking, you know. Yeah, it's just a neat experience.
Yeah. Well, Nick Fortin with Vermont Fish and Wildlife, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about these amazing creatures that you get to study.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.